This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Here on the radio, hour number three is what we're kicking off here. You can join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out in that way. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Mark.
All right, so we've talked about Venezuela, and we can also talk about my other favorite disaster, which is North Korea. I'm also fascinated by what's going on there. Mark, you look confused.
I thought we were going to do the BDSM article.
Oh, were we? Okay.
Yes.
For BDSM?
Yeah, I sent the link to you.
Right. I don't think we teased it on the air, though, so what's it about?
Well, from the Washington Post, if you'll click in there. I don't have my glasses on.
Oh, you can't read.
I want you to read this. Read as best I can, but I'm going to stumble a lot.
If you didn't make that clear to me. I thought you were just saying this was something you wanted to talk about. I had made mention that we were going to discuss North Korea, so let's talk about BDSM here in a little bit. The story from TheGuardian.com, since we're talking about countries that are dictatorships and awful and falling apart at the seams, I think North Korea is pretty fascinating. So here's a story from TheGuardian.com by Maeve Sherlaw. A generation of North Koreans as familiar with the American dollar as Kim Il-sung is set to dramatically shake up the country, according to a young defector named Sungju Lee, calling those born after 1990 the market generation. The 28-year-old says young people are likely to trigger major social and economic changes in the closed-off communist country over the next 20 years. And it wasn't long ago that we had some of the folks from Link, Liberty in North Korea. They came here to Keene, New Hampshire, and they actually gave a presentation at what was then the Keene Activist Center, is now the Sanctuary for Love and Peace.
Slap.
Which is run by you, Rich Paul. That is your church.
It's through.
Or part of your church, rather. Yeah. And so they came and they gave a nice presentation about the Jangmadang generation, as they're called, or the black market generation. That's what they're talking about here, the market generation. They're going to be making some big changes. Capitalism has become an influential force in their lives, says Lee, with nostalgia for life under the first dictator when North Korea was a new nation and widespread famine had not yet been experienced, no longer entrenching a sense of patriotism. But Lee, who left the country in 2002 and is now studying in the UK, says the shift won't be a result of a rejection of the regime's us-against-the-world message, but rather because the propaganda is no longer powerful enough to trump the lure of the markets. He says that people of my generation hate the United States, but they love the dollar. They hate Japan, but they love the yen. Some might hate China, but they love the yuan, he says. Lee gives the example of 2009's reforms, which were designed to crack down on the growing power of the private enterprise and revive socialism. This was a huge fail, he claims, and demonstrated that North Korea cannot control the markets. Evidence suggests that the so-called market generation has better access than ever to information from the outside world through illegally smuggled DVDs, films, and mobile phones. There was an interesting report, I believe it was on PBS Frontline, I think it was, about a year or maybe 2 years ago now at this point, where they actually had an undercover person, somebody wearing like undercover cameras, sneaking into North Korea to smuggle in like flash drives, essentially smuggle flash drives with South Korean and United States television shows and movies on them that people can then plug into their laptops and watch and absorb culture and absorb other ideas.
Yeah, I mean, they're right. They're very close geographically. These are one, as far as an ethnicity goes, they're the one folks. They're the same thing. So, you know, this is going to be really something that's going to interest North Koreans about what's going on in South Korea.
Right, and of course they were paying off border guards and things like that to get their product through, just like the smugglers in the United States pay off border guards here to get drugs through the border. In North Korea, they're paying off border guards to sneak flash drives across with information on them. Lee's father, a former bodyguard in Kim Il-sung's personal security force, defected when his son was just 12 years old. His mother abandoned him soon after, leaving him to fend for himself. So they left him behind. Fending for himself on the streets of Hwasong in the northeast, Lee said he did what was normal to survive. He formed a gang with his friends and slept in the train station, he said. I was a pickpocket. I fought every day. I lost two friends on the streets, unquote. In a passage from his book entitled Every Falling Star, due to be released in September of this year, the defector describes the experience of being an abandoned child in North Korea. He writes, quote, "They came at us, waving metal pipes and broken bottles. Everything became a blur as arms flailed toward and around me. My mind couldn't keep up with my body, so I just stopped thinking. And as my Taekwondo master had taught me, let technique take over. I heard that thump of a fist pounding on flesh, and I started..."
Who was coming after him?
It's not clear yet.
Okay.
"I heard a thump of a fist pounding on flesh, and I started kicking anything in front of me. Then I saw blood. Blood pouring from my brothers' faces and onto their shirts. I attacked even harder then. I started swinging my T-shirts of stones, hearing them crunch against bone. Much later, my brothers would tell me I was like a superhuman," unquote. When he was 14, Lee was captured by the Sang Mu, a public official, and put into a shelter for street kids. The shelter, where children were forced to clean the streets and carry out other public tasks, is more accurately described as a grave, says Lee. He said that, quote, "people died, and we had to bury them with small shovels. We worked and worked, and the food was horrible."
Why give them small shovels? Why not big shovels?
They don't have the manufacturing plant in North Korea to produce big shovels.
Could be. "During the potato season, we got potatoes. During the radish season, we ate just radishes," he said.
Wow.
On October of 2002, when he was 16 years old, Lee's life took a dramatic turn. "I cannot forget that date. It was a huge turning point in my life," he says. He was offered the opportunity to escape the country, starting his long journey to becoming the first North Korean student ever to study at the UK's Warwick University. Lee was approached by a broker carrying a letter from his father inviting him to join him. It said, "Son, I'm living in China and I'm living well. Come." "The broker told me that he was my father's best friend, but he was just a businessman," said Lee. The man gave Lee a fake passport, allowing him to fly to South Korea days later. Like many defectors, he spent more than a decade trying to adjust to a new life in the midst of a huge identity crisis, he says.
Yeah, I imagine it's very difficult. And plus, it's not like you show up with a bunch of money either.
No,
you get out and you're basically impoverished. He was impoverished in there.
"Here I was with my Korean brothers and sisters, but I was being treated like a foreigner," he says. "Many defectors are timid because they have strong northern accents. They don't know anything beyond North Korea and are scared to make mistakes."
So do the South Koreans not like them? I mean, I would think
I guess
that
it would depend, Mark. There's probably some South Koreans who don't, although there are others who are welcoming and caring towards them.
I would be delighted to welcome somebody who had escaped from some tyrannical regime.
So would I, but think about the amount of Americans who hate the idea of immigrants coming here. You know, we just talked about that this weekend. We had a bunch of hateful anti-immigrant callers call the show. So it wouldn't surprise me if there were people just like that in South Korea. He says North Koreans have come from a deeply ingrained communist culture where if one person says something different from what the community is thinking, people report them. Lee is now studying for a master's degree at Warwick University with the support of the UK government. When he finishes, he wants to apply for a PhD in Korean unification, one of the world's longest-running diplomatic standoffs. He says it's the only way I can go home and see my friends. And again, his book will be called Every Falling Star, coming out this September. And they don't really actually tell us, Mark, what the fight sequence was from here.
It's so good, though.
I guess you'll have to read the book.
Yeah, that's the idea.
To find out more. But it is interesting, and the story here doesn't really get deep into why he's saying the market is going to change things. But he is making the assertion that young people aren't as brainwashed about markets as previous generations in North Korea. And from having studied the issue to some extent, having, you know, talked to the folks over at Link, Liberty in North Korea, a lot of it has to do with is in the 1990s, you may know that North Korea had serious famine. There were people dying of starvation in that country. Mm-hmm. And it was at that time when the black market really started to rise because, well, the government wasn't cutting it. You know, they weren't effectively getting people fed. And so the marketplace came up out of nothing, basically, and started to handle that. And once...
As it will.
Once you start getting food from somebody, you're going to start listening to what they have to say.
There's never been a famine in a capitalist country.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. And so since then, the marketplace has been giving more and more to the people, whereas the government, and according to some sources, Kim Jong-un is sort of looking the other way about it. It's Free Talk Live.
February is National Heart Month, and chances are you have a cardiovascular issue like I do. I help maintain my healthy heart by drinking Super Beets. It's a superfood powder that I mix with water, but you can mix it with yogurt or put it in a smoothie, whatever you want. Not only does it help boost my circulation and support my healthy blood pressure naturally, but I feel the energy and stamina boost in about 20 minutes, which no other superfood formula guarantees. All the beets from Super Beets come from one non-GMO farm in California, so they can keep a close eye on the production of the dietary nitrates. I want you to try this product for National Heart Month. And if you don't feel the results, you don't pay guaranteed. Get a 30-day supply free with your first order. You also get nitric oxide indicator strips so that you can see it's working. Plus, get the free book, Beat the Odds. And all of this comes with free shipping. Call 800-951-8940 or visit ftlbeats.com. I believe in Super Beats. 800-951-8940, ftlbeats.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral!
Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Is there a constitutional right to do freaky stuff in the bedroom? BDSM, the kinks. Is there a right to be a kink? Apparently the Supreme Court has ruled on this, and we will share that with you. You can join us here at 855-450-FREE. You can also get big savings over at Amazon by using saveatpurse.com. You can save 20% easily on pretty much anything you want to buy. Just go to saveatpurse, saveatpurse.com, and get started there. You do have to have Bitcoin in order to make this possible. If you don't have Bitcoin, you can still go to saveatpurse.com, but you're not going to be able to make any big savings on anything. You need to get Bitcoin to get the savings. So go to saveatpurse.com. You can go there and get started, learn how the site works. It works very well, and I've done it now for more than a year in my life. I've purchased more than 40 different times through saveatpurse.com, all stuff I would have bought anyway. So if you're going to buy it anyway, why wouldn't you want to save 20% or more? You can save more than that. You can save less, too. You choose your discount. Saveatpurse.com. Saveatpurse.com. As we go to the story here, Mark, you found this over at the Washington Post by Eugene Volkoff. Besides the interesting free speech and due process holdings, the federal district court's decision in Doe versus Rector, visitors of George Mason University, also discusses whether there's a constitutional right to engage in consensual BDSM sex. No, says the court, rejecting the view that Lawrence versus Texas creates a general constitutional right to adult non-commercial sexual autonomy.
Adult non-commercial sexual autonomy. All right. So this is
rejecting the view that you have a right to that.
So, well, the court is obviously likely has rejected the view that you have commercial sexual autonomy in that you can sell sex to other people or rent your body out or whatever it is that you might
want
to.
Which is prohibited almost everywhere
right.
in the U.S.
So, but I think most people believe that in the United States, you're able to do whatever you want so long as it is consensual and you don't get money for it. Hmm. And if you do get money for it, you have to do it on film.
Yeah, most people would believe that, and it's a nice thing to believe, but unfortunately it's not true.
I think in 48 states, you can't do it even if it's on film.
The plaintiff student was expelled for allegedly having sex with a woman without her consent by refusing to stop a BDSM sexual act when his sexual partner said the safe word.
So that probably has to be explained briefly.
Sure.
And for those that, if you've got little ears listening, maybe now's the time that you don't want to explain what BDSM is to them. So what you're dealing with is, with a safe word, is sometimes folks tie other folks up. And a safe word says, you know what, I've had enough of this. And it's a word that wouldn't fit into normal conversation, so it wouldn't be, don't stop, don't stop. It wouldn't be that.
Right.
It would be something, you know, entirely different.
Because the idea is there, you know, it's kink, so if you say stop, you're supposed to keep going if that's the agreement.
Right. So
if all else fails, you can always yell, I forgot the safe word, which is usually sufficient.
Yeah. It might be sufficient. But I mean, you know, if yours is fluffernutter or pineapples or whatever it might be, then that's supposed to put a stop to everything immediately.
Right.
And the claim here is that this gentleman, loosely defined, decided not to stop when the safe word was uttered.
Correct. So his claim was that in the adjudicating case, the university administration disregarded the BDSM context of the relationship and how it, quote, affected matters like consent and related issues, unquote, and treated a BDSM relationship as per se sexual misconduct, unquote, and thus violated his right to engage in consensual sexual activity as well. This gave the court occasion to consider whether there is such a right, and here is how the court responded. So, quote, from an excerpt from the court decision here, and actually that's the rest of this article is the court decision. Plaintiff bases his fundamental liberty interest argument on Lawrence versus Texas, 2003, which struck down a ban on same-sex anal sex. In order to understand fully the methodology employed under this line of cases, analysis properly begins, and please stop me if this gets too confusing because this is legalese here.
Yeah, it's I found it very difficult, and you read court cases on a relatively regular basis, so I thought you'd be better to talk about this. Plus, I don't have my glasses.
By considering the most recent of the Supreme Court's decisions in this line, namely Obergefell versus Hodges of 2015, which was the same-sex marriage case, Importantly, Obergefell explicitly establishes that the due process and equal protection clauses are interlocking and leads and each leads to a stronger understanding of the other. In other words, Obergefell highlights that the decision to recognize an implied fundamental liberty interest as judicially enforceable turns in part on whether the liberty interest at issue has historically been denied on the basis of impermissible animus or alternatively on a legitimate basis aimed at protecting a vulnerable group. Those words are just coming out of my mouth, Mark. I have no idea what that actually just said. So maybe someone who is listening to me can actually understand it, because I don't know what was said.
I think it's saying that you only have a right under the Constitution to particular types of sex if that particular type of sex has previously been outlawed for a bad reason.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Is that your protection?
That's how I interpret it, which is a bizarre thought that by passing and then repealing a bad law, one
gives you the right to
your natural right. Because, you know, from my point of view, there's nothing that legislatures can do that would change your natural rights. But that seems to be what they're saying there.
I mean, this goes on. Should I continue?
I think that that's a little much.
I think that might be enough.
What I want to refer to here specifically is that the court basically found that the treated BDSM relationship as violating his right to engage in consensual sex. So basically what they're saying is because BDSM is based on violence already is their claim that it mimics violence, at least, that's why it's not protected is what it was basically saying. Is that right?
Don't ask me, man. I just read the words. You're the one who brought this to the table.
I think that's kind of close to what it said.
Yeah. So I think it's kind of interesting that they might refuse this sort of consensual sexual act. And this puts a lot of people from mild paddling on up to whatever it is that they might wish to do in the sanctity of their own homes in a bit of a pickle, you know? It would be easy for me to sweep this under the rug and say, it has nothing to do with me. But I'm reminded of the old Reverend Martin Niemöller poem from Nazi Germany. It was, first they came for the socialists, and I wasn't a socialist, so I said nothing. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I wasn't a trade unionist, so I said nothing. And they came for the Jews, and I wasn't a Jew, so I said nothing. And then when they came for me, there was no one left to speak up for me.
Let me jump into another paragraph here. In this respect, the conclusion that there is no deeply rooted history or tradition of BDSM sexual activity remains relevant and important to the analysis. Also relevant and important to the analysis is the absence of a history of impermissible animus as the basis for the restriction at issue here. Sexual activity that involves binding and gagging or the use of physical force such as spanking or choking poses certain inherent risks to personal safety not present in more traditional types of sexual activity.
I'm pretty sure somebody's had a heart attack having sex.
Thus, a legislative restriction on BDSM is justifiable, they say. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. By the way, no one has used Skype tonight, but you can join us there if you like. Skype username is lrn.fm. We're discussing a confusing court decision, which many of them are confusing. It's hard to read legalese. These judges speak in a language that is different from our own, even though it appears to be English. A lot of cases, words don't mean what you think they mean.
Sometimes persons are pieces of paper.
Are corporations, yes. And the Washington Post has the story.
Corporations are always people. A person under the law is anything that can own property, sue, or be sued.
Which a corporation can.
Yes, a corporation can do all of those things.
But anyway, a corporation is something that was created by the legal system. So they wouldn't exist without the structure that surrounds it. Eugene Volkow is the author over at the Washington Post, and he doesn't do much explaining
right.
of this particular court decision. We read some excerpts here, and it was pretty confusing, but down toward the bottom of this court decision, or the excerpt at least of the court decision from the Supreme Court, it sort of sums it up a little bit here. Basically, let me recap this. Sexual activity, the Supreme Court of the United States decided here that sexual activity that involves binding and gagging or the use of physical force, such as spanking or choking, poses certain inherent risks to personal safety not present in more traditional types of sexual activity. Thus, a legislative restriction on BDSM activity is justifiable, they say, by reference to the state's interest in the protection of vulnerable persons, i.e. sexual partners placed in situations with an elevated risk of physical harm. Accordingly, they say...
But my point on this is that I think sex is an elevated risk of personal harm. I mean, there's always the story of
Don't tell them that.
The young gal who gets the old guy, and the idea is to get him into a sexual situation that he has a heart attack, and then she inherits all the money, right? I mean, you've heard that. So...
Okay. Does that actually happen?
I don't know. I'm sure that some guy somewhere has died during sex.
All right.
So, I call it a truism. But, your heart rate's elevated.
Yeah.
Exertion.
That's true.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think it could happen.
Well, then, I mean, if an elevated heart rate and exertion is something that can be outlawed, then let's go ahead and outlaw all the gyms in
sure.
the United States.
Well, that's what I'm saying is that they're picking a point on the continuum of
right.
danger. Everything has a danger. They're mm-hmm. picking a point. And I'm willing to say that there's a point. It's just not the same point that they've got. So I would say consent is your point.
Yeah, think of the risks you take when you play a game of basketball or football, which are both cases of consensual violence.
That's true.
Wrestling? Wrestling, people don't get hurt that much.
Really? Okay.
The so-called professional wrestling, but...
Yeah, I meant the...
There are injuries that from time to time during wrestling, but
okay.
I've never heard of a wrestler being killed in the ring.
Okay.
But the certainly there have been some football players killed along the way.
No doubt.
But any of those things is risky. And certainly I used to do mixed martial arts is definitely dangerous. You can get yourself hurt if you do it wrong. Everything has an element of risk.
Now, here's what I would be kind of interested in. So let's say you're doing the BDSM thing, and I can't say I have a lot of experience in this, but I've seen, like, people tied up and stuff.
There's movies about it.
Knots can't be untied immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody, say, yells their safe word, and they're feeling claustrophobic, sometimes they can get, screwy, right? I mean, if somebody's getting claustrophobic, they get panicky. Panicky people are difficult to deal with.
They probably should know better than have themselves tied up.
Agreed, but exactly where does consent stop? So if you consented to being tied up, but you don't consent to remain being tied up, because that's what this court case is about. This court case is about somebody who, allegedly went beyond, the safe word.
Well, this person ignored the safe word.
That's the claim.
Apparently he admitted it.
Okay.
Well, I can tell you from experience in the BDSM community, what's expected if somebody gives the safe word is that you're going to stop doing what you're doing. Of course, it's accepted that people can't be immediately untied, although there are particular knives that are recommended that make it very easily to safely cut somebody's bonds without a risk of danger of endangering them, because it has appropriate blunt and padded areas on it. And so you're generally expected to do it with all due haste, but it's obviously accepted that if somebody's elaborately tied up, it's going to take a little time to get them out of there.
I'm agreeing with you, and if that person's panicking and they're making it difficult for you to untie them, then at that point you might say yes, it was difficult to untie them. I was so that might be considered by the court ignoring the issue because you put yourself in the dominant role there. I don't know what happened, and I don't, what I'm interested in here is where does consent start and stop in one of these circumstances? And obvious, there's common sense, but law and common sense, rarely do they dissect. And that's, one of the difficulties.
According to the only other article I could find about this.
Apparently, the reporters who've read this thing couldn't understand it either.
The collegefix.com gets into more of the act of what actually happened. And there was apparently a phone call, a secret recording of a phone call with the defendant, Mr. Doe, in which he admitted to ignoring the safe word. Doe did deny that that was an admission of guilt, however. So it's pretty clear that he just went on doing whatever it was that he was doing when the safe word was uttered.
Well, you say it's a secret phone call from the victim?
A secret recording.
Was it by the victim?
It sounds like it was a recording of a phone call between them afterwards.
Yeah, so. And sometimes what you'll do in a conversation with someone is you'll give a little ground in order to get them to understand your point. So you'll say something to the effect of, and this is one of the reasons I don't think that surreptitiously recorded conversations should be admissible in a court of law. And the reason is, Rich, I understand what you're saying is true, but would you not agree such and such? Right? Like, that's a sales technique. Mm. And in it, I have said, oh, yeah, you're absolutely right, but wouldn't you agree that you're not right? So that's how you do that, is it's a way to sort of turn things around. Hmm. I don't know, and I didn't get to hear any of this. I don't know.
Yeah, it was with the alleged partner in this particular case, Ms. Jean Roe.
There's a bunch of different ways to make somebody look guilty.
Accordingly, consistent with the logic of the Lawrence case, the plaintiff has no constitutionally protected and judicially enforceable fundamental liberty interest under the Due Process Clause of the 14th Amendment to engage in BDSM sexual activity. So basically the Supreme Court saying that any state that has restrictions on BDSM would be constitutionally protected by the court. That's my understanding of what we've gone through so far. So the BDSM community is under threat right now, under active threat by this particular court decision. And I imagine once they start to hear about it, they're not going to be too happy about it. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. Tom is on the line in Michigan. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Rich, and Mark.
Hey, guys. Thanks for letting me on. Hey, thought experiment. What if we had, and this is on immigration, I listened to you guys for the last year and a half since I found you, just about
thanks.
Every day. I amp.
Wow, thank you.
You guys have moved me on a lot of on some issues, and Rand Paul did too, by the way. But at any rate, immigration is one I still wrestle with. Let's say we have a country and there's 10 of us, and 4 of us have really worked hard, and it's more liberty-oriented, much more liberty-oriented than we are here in the U.S., and there's 11 people that want to come in, and they're from the socialists. You know, and we know that they will transform our country.
Hold on. Let's talk about that, Tom. We'll continue the discussion here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. If you want to comment on immigration, BDSM, or whatever is on your mind, the safe word isn't getting you out of this one. It's Free Talk Live.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free here. Up anything you want in these remaining moments. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. And you can join us online anytime you want. Just head on over to freetalklive.com. You want to get your shopping taken care of online, go to shop.freetalklive.com before you do so, because then you can link through to Amazon from shop.freetalklive.com and a few other websites, and then get your shopping taken care of, and you're helping Free Talk Live all at the same time. Whether you are in the UK, Canada, or US, we've got the Amazon that's right for you. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. So go back to Tom, listening in Minnesota. Tom, you were proposing a scenario, a what-if the island scenario, specifically the what you'd proposed so far, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, is that there would be 10 people on the island, 10 people who believe in property rights and freedom, and that there were 11 people who wanted to move in who were socialists. Is that right?
Well, not quite. I mean, there's 10, and four of us really strongly believe in liberty. So we can't say that we've eliminated, you know, borders. We can't say that we've had a great, you know, there's still police. There's still... whatever. I mean, there's still things that that a government has, and so we still have the government. So in that scenario, do you allow these 11 people to come and vote and transform what we've done?
So I would say what you're asking me is you're asking how do we apply the philosophically consistent notion that free people should be able to cross the borders of free nations freely to an impractical situation where we have to sort of preserve whatever freedoms that one might have left in the United States. Is that basically what we're talking about?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know about impractical. Yeah. I mean, I know that there, I'm not likening this to any other kind of immigration. I'm just saying this is the thought experiment.
I think that it's fair. Likely, the fear that we have been sold, and I don't think it's entirely unfounded, is that the people coming from south of the border are going to want a bunch of free stuff. And I have proposed many times on this show the blue card, which is the way that people can come here to this country. This is a fictitious. It is not real. Don't try to get this, immigrants. But I think it should be that they should be able to come here and sort of register at the border, come across the border, and be eligible for nothing except the ability to work. They'd get no free social programs, that kind of thing.
Right. I'm just trying to see if there's a spectrum. I'm just trying to see if there is something. So I get that there'd be free stuff and they don't get it. But what if these people were, and I'm not suggesting people from the South or wherever. I'm just saying, is there a spectrum? If we know these 11 are going to come in and radically transform what we've been working hard for, I'm not one who says we don't need any police or anything like that, but, you know, a lot of liberty. Is that okay? I mean, are we welcome in, and we will just, for the next 30 years, we'll have to work back to where we were.
The problem is that they can vote away those freedoms that you have. The problem is the system, not the immigrant. We have a government problem in this country, not an immigration problem in this country.
Right, and that's why I said we have four people. So we don't have a majority to do what you guys would like.
Yeah,
so
right.
We're stuck with what we have.
And I would say that I as an American citizen should be able to invite anyone I wish into my home to stay there if they'd like, and to be able to get a job and get their feet up underneath them. And that the other Americans out there that wish to stop me are anti-freedom. That's my claim, and I don't think that it is assailable.
Well, okay. Basically, let's put it this way. I have no problem with any libertarian moving into any jurisdiction in which I live. However, I would prefer that non-libertarians would refrain from moving into any jurisdiction in which I live because they want to initiate force against me.
I hear you.
And I don't call that initiation of force, because if somebody is a non-libertarian and they're heading into a governed area in which I intend to live, then that means that they want to impose their will upon me through that government.
Agreed.
So that's, I guess that I give libertarian special status in that.
Okay, so you allow the 11 to come on, knowing that they're going to impose a lot of force.
Well, I'm saying I'd let them in if they're libertarian. Now you're talking about Marxists, and Marxists are not libertarian.
Right. You would keep them off, so this would not be open border.
No. To me, if I was in the process of dismantling the government, I would probably dismantle the offensive part of the military very early, but then the last couple of parts of government that I would take down would be the border and the military. And the reason is that we've got a government that's made us an awful lot of enemies out there in the world who would certainly love to come in and get some revenge, understandably so, on people in America. And so it does, it does behoove us to hold on to some kind of a military until that dies down for a while, but not to continue the aggressive behavior which has earned us that hatred.
Not us.
So I want to jump in here. I mean, I want to make sure I try to stay in this ridiculous scenario that we're in with
it's not that ridiculous.
The island with 10 people.
The island. All right, go ahead.
It's pretty ridiculous. because it's not happening. It's not real. But if that had happened, what you're saying is we're not in the majority on the island, so basically right. whatever we want doesn't even matter. Ultimately, you
well,
have the
could.
Right to control your property, so all you could really decide is, I don't want the Marxists coming onto my property, but if somebody else on the island wanted them coming onto their property, they should be able to make that decision. But ultimately, the question is, what is this government under which you are being ruled? And, you know, what are the rules of that state? Because I wouldn't want to live on an island with a government with that few people that would allow people to just come in and, you know, take control of that government. That just doesn't make sense to me. I wouldn't be putting myself in that situation.
But the reality here is what he's alluding to is that Republicans for long enough have made Latin Americans feel so unwelcome that those Latin Americans now tend to vote Democrat. I will use the example of George W. Bush, who got a majority of Latin Americans in Texas to vote for him in his presidential run because, well, he appealed to them. But that and, by the way, a majority of Muslims voted for him, too. But the appeal in both of those areas for the Republican Party has diminished over time.
They wore that one
and,
away.
Yeah, right. And, I mean, it has something to do with the inherent xenophobia of some of the people in the Republican Party, and we have not alienated those people in the Republican Party. So you have this really difficult situation. Yeah. Will bringing these people here empower Democrats? I think it will. I'm absolutely certain that it will. But I would imagine, to some extent, those people are just going to have to live with those policies before they change their mind, and Republicans are going to have to come to the notion that, yeah, you know what? Demographics are a-changing. And it's just difficult.
I'd like to think more about it. I mean, I know it's ridiculous, but it's a thought experiment. I think it's...
Oh, I'm fine with it. I think, yeah.
And I really think it's an interesting one because really the libertarian, if you've got four libertarians out of 10 voters and assume that the other six voters are split 3-3, then the libertarians would have the power to say, we won't let... Well, we're going to join with the anti-immigration people, keep the Marxists out, and prevent ourselves from having Marxism imposed upon us.
I would just do civil disobedience in that case. I mean, if you have 40% of the electorate, you can just decide not to support the state and withdraw yourself from, you know, any kind of tax support.
But it's
keep your money
going to be a lot worse now. If we allow these 11 in, it's just going to be all those gains we had made over the years are going to be gone, and then some.
Yeah, your 40% of the electorate is now a much smaller percentage of the electorate.
But still, if you're not cooperating and you have 40% of the people on the island, and even if you're only 20%, you're still a pretty significant non-cooperating faction that's going to throw a serious wrench into the operations. I mean, we've seen what 100 people can do in a town of 22,000 if you had 20%, which we don't have and never have had. I'm referring to the 420 celebrations where we basically took over Central Square here in downtown Keene, New Hampshire, and created a demilitarized zone with really just barely more than 100 folks. Civil disobedience, I think, is
probably
is
100 at a time. Although I would estimate that about 2,000 people passed through that rally during those couple of years. Oh yeah,
okay.
There were a lot of people who came and went.
I just think that, you know, your only options aren't the ones you're proposing, Tom. And thanks for the call tonight.
Right. Then you need to come up with some other options. I think it's a real issue.
Yeah, my option is I'm not going to cooperate. I'm not going along with this system. It sucks. And I support freedom, and I don't support a police state. Because if you want to keep people out, then you need a police state to keep people out. And I don't support that at all. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, check out Rich Paul at invisiblehand.church. And meantime, we'll be online at freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.